fishing float lands on the reflection of a crescent moon on the surface of water. The reflection ripples.
Why don't we step outside?
Above, a boy sits fishing from the cusp of the moon. DreamWorks, SKG. Sometimes it's true. The skyscrapers of downtown LA illuminated against the setting sun. Traffic streams along the freeways below palm trees. DreamWorks Pictures presents I Love You, Man. Night. A VW estate car draws onto a patch of illuminated waste ground in the shadow of several skyscrapers. Peter, a boyishly handsome young man in his 30s with dark, well-groomed hair, gets out, smiling at a pretty, elegant brunette who emerges from the passenger side.
So, my plan is to create this cluster of live-work lofts all along the perimeter here. And I also am planning this neighborhood-y kind of dining and retail area in the central square. You know, I even had this thought that maybe you, Denise, and Haley could open up a second location for your store.
Really? Because Denise keeps talking about wanting to open up another branch.
Well, it'd be great. Yeah, look, the land is a little pricey, so I couldn't develop it right away. But once I sell the Ferrigno estate, I figured out I could at least put a down payment on it and still have enough money left over for the reception in Santa Barbara.
What are you talking about? What reception?
He steps closer, a twinkle in his eye.
Zoe, I know it's only been 8 months, but I am so madly, insanely, ridiculously in love with you.
She covers her mouth with her hand as Peter goes down on one knee and produces a diamond ring.
Will you marry me?
Yes! It just happened 2 minutes ago, Haley. Can you believe it?
No, I can't. It's amazing. Oh my God, I've been on like 10 million dates and you end up marrying some totally awesome guy who randomly walks into our store?
Oh, it's so cute. She doesn't know she's on speakerphone.
Zoe, you do not know how lucky you are. It is impossible to find a good guy in this city.
I know.
I thought we were connecting.
Oh my God, really?
Kinda.
I'm sorry, but not really.
Hey, were you conferencing Denise? Oh my God, you called me first?
Oh God.
Awesome. Yes, hold on.
Hi. Hi.
Peter glances sideways as he drives while Zoe kisses him.
I love that piece of land. It's perfect.
I'm glad. I mean, I know the neighborhood's a little, you know.
Oh my God, Zoe, I cannot fucking believe you didn't call me first.
You are such a freak. Haley's first on my speed dial.
No, I'm totally kidding. I'm so psyched for you. I feel like I'm gonna puke right now.
Oh my God, hold on. Barry hates when I'm in the house during his poker night. Would you give me a second,
out.
You bad douche?
Get out of the fucking
Zoe
house.
Zoe just got engaged.
To who?
To who? Are you joking? To Peter.
Who to me?
I don't know, Peter. They got like 20 times.
You've met him like 20 times.
I don't know, Peter.
You don't know Peter.
I have no idea who that is.
Okay, we've been on like 20 dates with him. You don't
I've
know.
I've never met Peter.
You are such an asshole. Sorry, Zoe. Have you set a date?
Yes.
June 30th in Santa Barbara. Peter already booked the place we went for that long weekend.
So romantic.
Oh my God, he is so romantic. That's a place where you guys fucked for the first time, right?
Peter's smile wilts.
No.
No, that was the hot tub in Mexico. Oh, that's right.
Santa Barbara was just oral.
Yeah.
You guys.
That's right, the hot tub, yeah.
It was Mexico. You had your period in Santa Barbara and you wanted to wait.
God, you're so old-fashioned, Zoe.
You told him about the hot tub.
Maybe.
Wow. So June 30th?
Yeah, I know. It's soon, but...
Who cares? Peter's a doll, and he goes down on you like 6 times a week. What are you waiting for?
Wow.
Marry him. Don't wait.
Lock that tongue down, girl.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. All right, you guys, I'll call you later. Love you.
Peter and Zoe turn into the driveway of a stylish modern house. Inside, Zoe strolls past smiling photos of the two of them into the kitchen where Peter's got champagne.
It's beautiful. It's... totally understated, and it's just, it's perfect. I know. No, he's the best. I feel so lucky. All right, Debbie, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Right. Honey, I've been totally hogging the phone. Who do you want to call?
Oh, I'm okay. My parents are probably asleep, so I'll just talk to them tomorrow.
You don't want to tell any of your friends?
I'll make some calls this weekend.
Really? Well, what about that guy, Tevin? You talk to him like 20 times a day, right?
Well, yeah, he works 2 cubicles away from me. I'll see him Monday morning.
Or what's his name? The one that you fence with.
Gil. Gilliam. Well, he's not really a call right away kind of friend. Whoa. Toasting.
Huh.
Peter pours 2 flutes of champagne. Day, at a bungalow in the suburbs. A middle-aged woman with glasses answers.
Hi. Congratulations.
Thanks, Mom.
Excellent, babe. So good.
This is delicious. Thank you so much.
Really is, Mom.
Oh, thank you. But did Peter have any good friends growing up? I honestly don't remember any.
All right, look, Zoe, just to clarify here, my dad worked for IBM, so we moved a lot when I was a kid.
Well, Robbie always managed to have friends. Of course, he probably wanted to suck their dicks, but...
Oswald!
No, Mom, it's cool. I totally did.
But he doesn't have to use that kind of language.
Indeed.
Why? My son is a gay man, and I embrace his lifestyle.
That's true. Dad loves the gays. I actually made him an honorary homo last month.
They knock fists.
The point is, Zoe, Peter always connected better with women. You know, I can see that because he's a great boyfriend.
Thank you, fiancé.
Also, you gotta understand, Zoe, Peter matured sexually at a very early age. I remember taking him swimming when he was 12 years old. Kid had a bush like a 40-year-old Serbian.
Oh, come on. Okay. Dad, please stop talking.
Good to know.
Nice.
Come on. He had a Speedo full of Brillo.
Oh.
Be proud.
who invited the stand-up comedian over here?
Zoe, here's the deal. Peter's always been a girlfriend guy. He put all his focus and energy into his relationships, and all his dude friends just fell by the wayside.
Zoe, don't listen to him, all right? I mean, we're 8 years apart. Barely grew up together in the same house.
This is ridiculous. Why is it weird that I had girlfriends?
Nothing. We're just saying you never really had a best friend is all.
Well, who's your best friend?
I have two. Hank Mardukas has been my closest friend since our first year at IBM. Best man at our wedding.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, talked to him 2-3 times a week on the phone for 30 years now. And then there's Robbie.
What's up? Hold on. Robbie is your other best friend?
Correct. And Hank Mardukas.
Peter stares incredulously as his bald dad clinks beer bottles with Peter's shaggy-haired, fresh-faced brother, Robbie. Hazy morning sunshine over the crowded freeways at rush hour. Peter drives along suburban streets, past people heading to work. He watches two guys chatting as they jog.
Picture yourself in a living room.
A group of construction workers gabble together.
I know you think that it ain't too far.
At a red light, Peter glances across at four guys chatting in the car beside him. He salutes as they turn and stare. They scowl. He's left waiting for the lights to change. Peter pulls into the underground car park of a large office building with Davis Dunn Realty California on the window, in the open plan office. A bronzed blonde guy, Tevin, talks on his phone in his cubicle.
It's very close to downtown. How close do you want to be?
Thank you, sweetheart. I can't get you that close, because the schools are terrible.
Peter's with three ladies in the coffee area.
The skyscrapers were all lit up. I got down on one knee. She was totally surprised.
Well, I'm jealous, Peter, because you never gave me a shot.
She's gonna make the best husband.
Stop it, stop. All right, you can continue now.
Tevin's sniggering at his PC.
Morning, Tracy.
Peter strolls past.
Hey, Tevin.
Hey, man.
What's so funny?
One of the guys in my fantasy football league just sent me a quick time. It's a grandma riding a Sibian machine.
What's that?
It's one of those vibrating saddles that women sit on to give them, like, super intense orgasms.
Oh.
Check it out.
Oh, damn!
How sick is that?
That's very sick.
So awesome. Hey, so what up, dog? How's that Ferrigno dealio coming?
It's coming good. Yeah, I'm getting ready to show in a couple weeks.
Oh, great. Dude, I'm just going to throw this out there because it's a big piece of house. If you want to co-pilot on this, I'd be happy to team up with you.
No, I know. I feel like I want to give myself the challenge. And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Just see how it goes. I appreciate the offer.
No sweat.
Hey, anyway, my girlfriend and I, well, we had this very special evening plan, and I...
Oh, she's a squirter! She's squirting! Peter, we got a squirter!
Peter walks away, answering his phone.
Old Faithful!
Hello, fiancé.
Hey, baby, I totally forgot. It's my turn to host ladies' night.
Oh, no prob. I have fencing practice anyway. I'll grab a beer with Gil and the boys afterward. Hit him with the big news.
Great. I gotta go. Love you.
I love you, too.
Peter hangs up.
Peter! I'm sending it to you.
No, I don't want it.
You got it.
Oh, God. Wait a minute. I didn't even click. How does it do? I didn't even click it on.
She's got a bush like a porcupine.
I don't want to know anything about her bush. Hi, Lynette.
Peter's grin sticks as a woman passes. In a cavernous studio, Peter fences with another guy and wins.
Suck it!
Good bow, Gil. Sweet bow. Good job.
Gil seeds.
Wow. Way to go, buddy. Great bow.
Fuck off.
In the changing rooms.
Bro, really sorry I lost my shit out there.
I just did not see that encortada coming.
Oh, hey, man, don't worry. You know, you came in with a pretty sweet glazade.
Anybody see my manchette?
Did you look under your plastron, Dick Wicker?
Fuck you, Larry!
Oh, fuck you, Eugene.
Classic.
Thank you, Larry.
Larry claps Eugene on the back.
Hey, so you guys want to, get some grub or grab a beer or something?
We're actually heading up to Joshua Tree tonight.
Oh, yeah? Oh, what's going on up there?
We're just doing this thing for Eugene, you know, kind of a bachelor party slash camping trip kind of thing, you know.
I didn't even know you were getting married.
Yeah, taking a leap next Sunday.
Great.
Dirty little slut.
Whoa,
he's gonna lose his virginity finally.
I fucked my girlfriend, he's kidding.
Right on. Very cool. Very, very cool. That's cool.
I would have invited you, man. I just didn't think that you'd be into it. You never really come out with us after practice and stuff.
So no, dude. Siri, don't even. It's so fine, really. Thanks, though. Thank you. But, you know, it's funny, actually. I just got engaged myself.
Wow.
You did?
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Good luck with that.
Thank you. And you, too.
All right, well, we should probably hit the road.
Traffic.
Yes. Have a blast.
Shotgun.
You're back on Wednesday, right?
Oh, yeah. Play a U2 record while you're there.
Good, because of Joshua Tree.
That's right.
Peter's left grinning alone. Peter drops his keys into a bowl as he returns home. He sees Zoe, Denise, Haley, and other women in the lounge.
No, I'm serious. You know what my favorite nights are? Hanging out with you girls. And I can do that guilt-free because Barry loves hanging out with his friends, too. I mean, every weekend there's a golf getaway, a ski trip, a weekend in Vegas.
Wait, Vegas? You're not worried he's gonna cheat on you?
He's 40 pounds overweight with a Jufro and a small dick. Look, I love the ride of death, but I'm far and away the best-looking woman he's ever gonna get, and I'm only a 7, so come on.
Oh, my God. Oh,
he sneaks off into the kitchen unnoticed. Peter puts chocolate wafer straws into glasses of root beer with ice cream tops. He carries them to the kitchen door gleefully, then stops as he's about to enter.
Peter's not a freakazoid.
I don't know, Zoe. I mean, I think this is kind of serious. A guy without friends can be really clingy. Like, my brother-in-law drives my sister crazy. He's always like, when are you going to be home? Oh, where are you going? Can I come with you? But nothing's on TV. What am I going to do?
That's terrible. No,
oh, be home before midnight.
What the fuck? Peter's not like that, please. He's just not like that.
Just wait.
But anyway, you've got 6 bridesmaids and a maid of honor. It's going to be a little weird if we're walking down the aisle alone.
Yeah,
he's great.
So who's going to be his best man?
I have no idea. I honestly think that his best friend is his mom.
Oh.
No, it's not like that.
Zoe sees the door close as Peter withdraws.
Peter?
All the ladies look round at the kitchen door.
Honey?
Peter rolls his eyes, steals himself, and heads in.
Hey!
Made you guys some root beer floats.
Wow!
Peter, are those chocolate straws?
Yeah. Pirouettes. Pepperidge Farm.
Thank you so much for the floats, baby. That was so sweet.
My pleasure. Enjoy.
Hey, congratulations on the wedding.
Congratulations!
I know, it's so exciting. I feel so grown up. Okay, bam. Okay.
He retreats to the kitchen.
I gotta get some fucking friends.
At a gym with Robbie.
This is cool. You're coming to me for help. Well, the good news is not only do I know men, but straight guys are my specialty.
What does that mean? I get bored pursuing gays. I like to give myself more of a challenge.
Yeah.
Excuse me one second.
There you go, brother. Dig deep. Come on. Push that shit out. Look at me. I'm pinky. I'm barely touching it. You're clear. Locked it in, dude. Nice job. Nice lift.
Oh, thanks, man.
You're welcome.
All right. I'll see you around. I hope so.
The handsome guy holds a lingering look with Robbie, who smiles and walks away. The guy looks at Peter awkwardly. Back with Robbie.
That guy was totally flirting with you.
I told you. And did you see his wedding ring? Straight as an arrow. I'm telling you, hooking up is easy. Meeting platonic male friends, not so much.
So what do I do? I mean, how do I meet friends? It's such a weird concept.
Well, I can do some recon around the gym. But you're gonna have to be aggressive about this, man.
Yeah.
Use the internet to meet guys. Get mom to fix you up. I mean, if you see a cool-looking guy, strike up a conversation and ask him on a mandate.
A what?
A mandate.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
No.
By that, I mean casual lunch or after-work drinks, okay? No dinner and no movies. You're not taking these boys to see The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, God, I love that movie.
No, I won't. I got you. I know what you mean.
This is really exciting. We're gonna find you some friends.
Poker at Barry's.
So, I'm gonna... What do I do?
You don't play much?
I used to play a lot of hearts in college.
It's just the same thing. I don't even know why he called. This guy doesn't even play poker.
I don't know.
I don't know, but it's always fiance, so just shut the fuck up and be nice.
Oh, well, if I do this, we're gonna have sex with the lights on when you get home.
Really?
Yeah, like in Jamaica.
Fine.
All night long.
Fine.
All right.
Love you.
My brother's a great guy, you know? I mean, he's smart. He's, Well, actually, I don't know him that well, but I'll give you 5 free sessions if you take him out.
With Lonnie, a squat little nerd in the crowd at the LA Galaxy.
So glad Robbie hooked this up. This is
awesome!
This is awesome!
Me too.
Isn't this great, man? I love soccer! Here we go, Galaxy! Here we go! Here we go, Galaxy! Here we go! Come on, Peter, stand up! Here we go, Galaxy!
Shut the fuck up!
All right, now people are really upset.
Shut up!
You shut up!
Try once again!
Honey, he just moved to L.A. He barely knows anyone. He's an architect. His mother says he's so excited to meet you.
Robbie told me not to have dinner with any of these guys.
Oh, your brother's a crazy person. One dinner won't kill you.
Doug? Peter?
Hey.
A guy smokes outside a restaurant.
So you just moved here, huh?
I did, pretty recently. A couple of weeks. Fresh off the boat from Chicago.
Chi-town.
Windy City.
Oh, yeah. The Bears.
Oh, the sports guys. You know what else? The other old Saturday Night Live one I love? What's the one Danny Carvey does with the old lady who's like a...
Church lady.
Yes, yes.
Isn't that special?
Doug looks bewildered.
Isn't that special?
That sounded kind of like more leprechaun.
It did?
It did a little something like a leprechaun.
At work, Peter opens an email from a young guy on FriendFinder.
Nice to meet you too, Meldstein.
Oh, the picture's from a couple years back.
He's wizened, wrinkled, and bald.
Have a seat. I'm so happy to meet you in person, you know.
Me too. How long have you been using the internet?
Oh, 3 or 4 years. I didn't know anything about it until a couple years ago.
You're good at it now.
Thank you.
And the big dog. There it is. Let me ask you guys. Beatles, Stones, on the count of three. One, two, three.
All in.
Beatles.
Fuck you. I don't care.
Nice.
All in.
There it is.
That's you, pal.
I will call in.
Too much for me.
You're in. Anybody else? Just me and you?
Yeah. Ooh.
That's it? Hot right?
That's it.
Trip queens.
Nice.
Oh.
Ladies. Three ladies.
Nice hand.
Finally.
Nice.
Fucking finally. Let's see
what he's got.
Let's see what he's got.
Nothing. I have five spades.
He's got the flush.
Yes, flush. Wow.
Fish.
He's a fucking asshole.
I'm not going to relax.
I said you're an asshole, Peter.
What are you standing with 7-2 suited? With a fucking rainbow rag flop.
Take the fucking chips here. I'm buying it.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Just give me some more chips.
I didn't know it was a rainbow.
Lunch with me.
Is the wine treating you well?
Oh, it opened up beautifully. Thank you.
Excellent. Come on.
Doug leers as the waitress leaves.
God. She's so good.
Doug mimes groping. Drinking games at Barry's.
All right, Pete, you done boat race, right?
No.
Just drink the fucking beer and you'll get the hang of it.
I've got it. I will fight.
Doesn't matter who's winning. Comes down to you
and
me.
It's gonna be
anchors.
We're the anchors.
Let's boat race.
We're gonna keep
it.
Ain't no luck in boat race.
One, two, three, go!
Come on, go!
Barry and Peter chug down a row of beers. Peter finishes his row of beer glasses first and pumps his fist. Peter vomits on Barry.
I'm sorry.
Get out of my house.
I'm so sorry.
Just get out of my fucking house.
I'm sorry.
This is not cool! Get the fuck out!
Outside the restaurant.
Oh, I gotta tell you, Doug, I really enjoyed this. You know, I've been out with so many jerks recently. It's nice to meet somebody I can have an actual conversation with.
Let's do it again.
I'd love to.
Okay, tomorrow night, Matsuhisa, 8 o'clock.
I will see you there, sir.
Awesome.
They clap a high, casual handshake. Doug grasps Peter's hand and slides his tongue out as he leans in and snogs Peter, who tenses, wide-eyed. Doug pulls back to see Peter's reaction. Peter's frozen, aghast. Doug pecks Peter on the lips and strolls off. Peter's back home in bed, kissing Zoe.
You've been so busy, I've hardly seen you these past couple weeks.
I know, I've been crazy at work.
I'm happy to see you now. Have you been kissing someone?
No.
Peter, your mouth tastes like an ashtray.
ass. I went to dinner with this guy and he kissed me.
What the fuck are you talking about?
My mom set me up with this guy and he thought I was gay and it was a whole misunderstanding.
Your mom set you up with a guy?
Yeah.
You told me you were going to dinner with a client.
No.
What the hell is going on?
Look, I overheard you talking to the girls on your girls' night and...
I knew it.
Look, I know that you're stressed out that I don't have any close friends, so I've been trying to meet someone.
Okay, so that explains a lot. I thought it was so weird that you wanted to hang out with Barry.
Yeah, exactly. The guy's a dick. Threw up in his face.
Yeah, I know. Denise told me.
I threw up in his a lot.
Yeah.
Projectiled.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I'm going to meet anybody by June 30th, so our wedding party's going to be a little uneven.
Peter, I don't care. I just want you to be happy. And to stop kissing strange men. Wow, it's really smoky in there.
Yeah, he got up in there.
Tongue?
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't mind brushing your teeth, would you?
No. I've already done it a couple times. I'll do the mouthwash again.
There's some Toms in the top cabinet.
No, I gotta go with chemicals on this.
I love you.
I love you too. I might use Comet.
A real estate hoarding at the gates of a grand mansion. Open house with Peter Klavan. Inside the lavish high concept house, Peter gazes at the view over LA. Peter dusts a massive oil portrait of muscular Incredible Hulk TV actor Lou Ferrigno, moves onto Hulk posters, then sets up a pool table. He greets viewers.
It's a pleasure to meet you. I live down there.
I like it. I'm liking it.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's good space, you know, it's good vibe.
Yeah? Terrific. Yeah. Well, when Santa Ana's come through, it is majestic.
Thanks.
I'm excited.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
Thank you.
A tall, unkempt guy eyes a woman from the buffet.
Hello. If you need any help, just let me know.
Thanks.
Sure.
Peter regards the guy, scoffing. He joins him on the terrace. Peter leans close to the guy conspiratorially.
Thank you for eating.
I'm the first one, huh?
Yeah.
I never understood why people are so afraid to eat in an open house.
I know.
Why's Ferrigno selling?
Oh, he bought a place in Jackson Hole.
Ah.
Yeah, I think he's tired of the Hollywood grind.
Right. You know, I've always wanted a pad with a giant Lou Ferrigno statue, so I think I found it.
Hey, he's got one.
You're wasting your time with that couple. Just FYI.
Why'd he say that?
I saw the guy pull in. He's driving a Saab 9.3, which I'm not a snob. It's a great car, but it costs $30,000. This house must be, what, $4.2 million? It doesn't quite compute, right?
Well, I hope that's not the case. He told me he was going to make an offer.
I think he's trying to impress that girl he hasn't slept with yet.
They eye the couple Peter had spoken to.
How do you know that? Well, it's body language, you know? Like, that guy needs to fart. It's pretty clear, but he doesn't know her well enough to do it in front of her, so I assume they haven't slept together.
Peter sees the guy hobbling.
He does seem to be clenching.
Yeah, he doesn't want to fart. Watch, when he gets enough space, he can let one rip, I guarantee you.
They watch the guy point off.
Oh, that's a good move. Hey, go check out the kitchen, honey. I'll meet you in there. Now watch. He's making his move slowly, slowly but surely. Watch the leg. Wait for it. Fart. Boom. That's a fart, motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
That's a fucking fart.
Oh, my God.
Look at him crop dusting across your open house. It's a disgrace.
He farted in my open house.
He sure did.
You know what, guy? I like it, but I'm thinking it might be a little bit small.
Totally, and it smells like fart.
No, let's take off it.
Roll down the windows in that car, sweetheart.
You called that. That was like a play-by-play.
That's amazing. You called that.
Yeah, well, I know my farts.
Unbelievable. No, listen, just full disclosure. I have no interest in buying this house.
Well, then why are you here?
To eat your free food and to try to meet a divorcee.
Are you serious?
I am, yeah. I found that at the classy open houses, the spread is usually pretty decent, and there's a beautiful bevy of attractive, newly single women.
I don't know what to say. Thank you for your honesty.
Thank you for the sun-dried tomato aioli, because it's a revelation.
Oh, wow. Hey, thanks for noticing.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to take this panini for the road. There's an open house in Bel Air that promises to be replete with cougars.
Yeah, I don't want to miss that.
No, sir. It was nice to meet you.
You too.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, let me give you my business card.
Oh, all right.
In case you're looking for, you know, a new home or anything. I actually specialize in smaller houses, bungalows, that kind of thing.
Oh, lovely. I'll give you mine as well.
Okay.
Sydney Fife. That is my name.
There you go.
Well, thank you for the great open house.
My pleasure.
All right.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
You too, Sydney.
They part with a handshake. Peter watches Sydney bound out past an attractive young woman coming in with a guy.
Hello.
Peter's in the gym with Robbie.
I can't just call him.
Why are you being such a chicken shit? He gave you his card. It's an open invitation. Engage your core. It's beach season. It's beach season.
I hate this. There's no rules for male friendships.
What are you freaking out about? You went out with those other guys.
I'm really nervous about this one.
Because you really like him.
All right, buddy. Great set.
Take five. I'll come rub you down.
Robbie's client goes.
Look, if he does call, no more dinners, okay? It's sending the wrong message.
I know.
Hey, Peter! I got an extra ticket to the Galaxy game tonight.
You know what? Thanks, man. I'm sorry. I can't. I got a function.
I got season tickets. I'll get you on the flip side. Here we go. Come on.
Hey, thanks a lot for hooking me up with Elmo over there. That was a blast. What? That guy's cool.
Here we go. Come on. Push it out.
Lonnie stands over a guy doing bench presses. Back in his cubicle in the open plan office, Peter looks at Sydney's card. He picks up the phone.
Yeah, you can see. Just do. Hey. Pathetic. Sydney, how you doing? It's Peter Klavan. We met at the open house last week. Get some guts with you. Yes, jeez. Give me a break. No. Oh, my.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Carolyn.
Peter stands in his cubicle and leans nonchalantly on the partition with his colleague.
Sorry.
Fife, you know what to do.
Hey, Peter, it's Sydney Klavan. No, that's not right.
Oh.
Sydney, it's Peter Klavan. I met you last week at an open house, and I had a showing. I was wondering if you ever wanted to get together and talk about real estate and whatnot. And
hey, sugar.
Hey.
Peter smiles at a passing woman.
I'm sorry, I forgot what I was going to say. What was I saying? Yes, the open house and we met. Anyway, no rush. You call me back whenever you get a mo. Get a moment. We will talk when I talk to you. All right. I hope you're having a great day. Okay. Bye now.
He hangs up and stares into space, fingers on his lips. He leans back in his chair.
Fuck.
Zoe, Haley, and Denise.
Oh, I'm fine with a little mercury poisoning as long as it means I get to eat raw fish, because I love it so much.
My doctor said it's really bad if you're trying to get pregnant.
I heard that.
Which Barry and I are doing.
Oh my god, that's so exciting!
Ew. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry. I pictured you and Barry having sex, and he's so big and you're so tiny, and I just.
Haley!
Like, I totally imagined Barry. Just like.
Okay, hold on, wait. Why are you even imagining
I'm
us
it
doing
again.
It anyway? Well, stop! Stop! Cut it!
No, I love Barry.
Hey!
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 Hi!
What are you doing here?
I just had a meeting downtown with the owners of the development site, so. Thought I'd stop in and say hi on my way back to the office.
So, Peter, how's your little manhunt coming?
Really? You told them. Shocking.
Well, I mean, Barry and his friends said they had a great time with you the other night.
Seriously?
No.
Well, I don't drink that much. They pound. They were pounding drinks.
Yeah, you're not used to drinking that much.
Excuse me, just... Peter Klavan.
Peter listens on his mobile.
Excuse me, just...
Hey, Sydney. How are you?
Is that a man or a woman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I could be in Venice by 5. Yeah. I could do that.
It's a mandate. This is a mandate.
James Beach Bar and Grill. I look forward to it. Sounds great. All right. I'll see you in a jiff.
See you in a jiff?
I don't know why I said that. I've never said that expression before in my life. I just said see you in a jiff.
Honey, you're all flustered. Who was that?
It was just this guy that I met at my open house. Sydney something or other.
Sydney, I like it.
Oh my god. Peter's got a boyfriend.
And I don't.
Oh god, why does everything have to be about you?
Because I'm single.
Denise gawps at Haley. Peter cruises along a rundown boulevard. A sign points to beach parking. A surfer carries his board past a surf shop. Illuminated letters hanging across the street spell Venice. Peter gets out of his car and wanders into a restaurant on his mobile.
I'm meeting him right now.
Dude, no dinner. You'll get the wrong idea. You don't want to get another tongue fucking at the valet stand.
Yes, Robbie, I promise. No dinner.
Dude, I'm pumped about this. Call me when you get home.
Yeah. Thank you, bro.
Sydney brings beers from the bar to Petra to table.
All right, so you break it off with your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, and I met Zoe the very next day.
Oh, man, no latch between the vag.
What does that mean?
No lag time between vaginas.
Yeah, no, I didn't plan for it to be like that, you know, with no latch, but it just happened.
Ah, all right. How's the sex?
It's a little private, wouldn't you say?
Look, it's something we think about on a second-to-second basis, and yet we're not supposed to talk about it. Why?
Well, I guess no one's really ever asked me before, but it's good. Sex is good.
Oh, boy.
What? Oh, boy.
Well, your voice went up when you said that.
So?
It means you weren't being entirely truthful. Look, I don't know this girl. You can talk to me. What's the deal?
Peter shrugs sheepishly.
I guess maybe sometimes I wish that she enjoyed, you know...
Getting in the tush?
No. Oh. No.
That's my bad.
Oral sex.
Oh. She doesn't like to put it in the mouth?
Peter gulps.
I can't believe I'm telling you this. I don't even know you. What? Forget it. Look, Zoe's awesome. We have a great sex life. We really do. I don't even know why I said that.
Because you're speaking honestly, all right?
Blacks. What about you? Huh? You ever been married?
No. For what I'm looking for, divorcees are perfect. You know, they don't want anything serious, and neither do I.
Oh, hey, man. You know, if it works for you.
Believe me, pistol, it is the best.
Pistol?
Yeah. Pistol. Because you're Pete.
Mm-hmm.
So Pistol Pete.
Pistol Pete.
Excuse me, you guys finishing up here, sir?
Oh,
no, sorry, Chief, we're actually staying for dinner.
No, actually, I already have a dinner plan with my fiancé.
No, dude, this place has the best fish tacos in the world. Literally, ranked. You gotta have one. Or two.
They eat.
It's the pico de gallo, man.
Seize your hands.
We're barbarians, after all, men. Every once in a while, I go down to the boardwalk and I just throw my own feces like a gorilla.
Sydney chomps on his taco. Now Peter and Sydney knock back shots of whiskey. Peter winces woozily.
Right?
Woo! How can you disagree with me on this? I mean, look,
it's bad for the whole world.
My lease is going to be up, and I think that it's...
Are you talking about hybrid cars?
Yes. Yes.
I thought you were talking about hybrid animals.
Hybrid animals?
Yeah.
The fuck is a hybrid animal?
Took Andre the Giant a barrel of beer to get drunk, sometimes too.
Hello, pretty lady.
Anybody want a peanut?
Should we get a third order of fish tacos?
Hands down, best fish taco I've ever had in my life. God, those tortillas were incredible.
Yeah, they make them in-house. It sets up the flavor for the whole dish.
You know what? I just realized something. I never even asked you if you were interested in buying a house.
Oh, no. No, why would I be?
Well, it's just when you called me back, I didn't know if you wanted to talk about real estate or...
You just seem like a good dude. I thought I'd see if you wanted to grab a beer, that's all.
I'm glad you called.
We get home safe, Pistol.
You got it, Jobin.
I'm sorry, what?
Nothing.
Oh, what'd you say?
I don't know. You nicknamed me Pistol, and I just called you Jobin. It means nothing. I'm drunk. I'm gonna call a cab.
All right, man. You have my number, yeah?
I got you stored in my iPhone.
All right, if you need me, call, okay?
Oh, man, I'm golden.
All right, bud.
All right, man.
Sydney gets on his moped.
Have a good night.
Peter toys with his mobile.
I don't know the number for a taxi.
Zoe's in bed as Peter stumbles home.
Hi, baby.
Hey.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, Sydney's a cool guy. Got kind of drunk.
Really?
Yeah, I had to take a cab home.
Really? Did you,
throw up in his face?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, good.
That's good.
That's good. So is he your best man?
Oh, it's way too early to tell, but it's very sweet of you to ask. Go back to sleep. I'll be in a second, all right? Okay. Just want to see if I got any hits on Ferrigno.
Okay.
A photo of Tevin on a bench outside the office. Tevin sneaks up on Peter at his desk.
Oh, whoa! There he is! There he is!
Stop it! Stop it! Fucking ticklish, Tevin.
Hey, okay. Uncle. Uncle. Hey, how was the open hizzy?
The what?
The open house.
Oh, the open house. Oh, it was great.
Yeah? Did you flip that bitch yet?
No. I mean, I've had a few nibbles. No bites.
Nibbles? Me no likey nibbles. Peter, can I talk to you as a friend?
Sure.
You're dealing with the house of a major Hollywood celebrity, Mr. Louis Ferrigno, the Hulk from television.
Of course, I know that.
How badly do you want to sell this house?
I need to. I
know you need to. You gotta do it the old-fashioned way. You gotta network. You gotta meet a lot of people. You gotta get them some leave-behinds.
I have brochures.
Brochures are totally different, okay?
How?
You see this picture right here?
Yeah.
Do you know who took it?
No.
M. Night Shyamalan, the director of The Village.
Okay.
What's your bus bench ad situation?
I don't have any.
What about urinal cakes?
How about urinal cakes?
Do you use them?
When I pee.
That's not what I'm talking about. Go into any Olive Garden, P.F. Chang's Chinese Bistro, TGI Fridays, Fuddruckers. What do they have in the bathroom? Urinal cakes with my face on it.
I don't see how
I've had people come up to me on the streets and say, I know you from somewhere. Yeah, you do. You pissed on my face, friend.
I don't see how having somebody piss on my face is going to be able to sell Lou Ferrigno's house.
Peter, you got the steak, but I got the sizzle, my nizzle, right? Why don't we split the listing? Okay, let me wet my beak on this action. We'll both be winners.
I appreciate it, but I'd really like to try and do this myself.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just putting on my friend hat here.
I appreciate it.
Whoop! There he is!
All right.
Oh, watch yourself, big girl.
Tevin smashes into a young woman as he pushes back on his chair. Peter turns back to his desk and eyes Sydney's card. Sydney's reading the paper at home.
Fife!
Hey, Sydney!
It's the pistol.
Who?
Peter Clavin. From the James Beach thing the other night.
Hey, yeah.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, not much.
I'm working like a dog. But, you know, the usual stuff.
I was just calling to say, hey, I had a great time the other night.
Yeah, I had a nice time, man. Those fish tacos are the tits.
Yeah, you know, if you ever want to
grab lunch or something, nothing major.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I'm going to take my Pogo for a little jaunt on the Venice boardwalk.
You should come meet me.
All right. Yeah, great.
Cool.
Should you meet me at Muscle Beach at, like, I don't know, half an hour?
Muscle Beach, half an hour. I will see you there or I will see you on another time.
That was very confusing. I don't know if you're going to come or not.
No, I'll be there. I'll be there.
All right, I'll see you then.
Bud. All right. Latest on the menu.
Peter stares at the phone after hanging up.
What did I just say?
He's a cross between a beagle and a pug. The most beautiful dog in the world.
Oh, he's cute. What's his name?
Anwar Sadat. After Anwar Sadat, former president of Egypt.
Right. Because you're a fan of his policies?
No, because they look exactly alike.
Peter looks at Sydney's little brown dog.
Hey, so how's Ferrigno coming? You got any offers yet?
Not yet. No. The guy that I work with, Tevin Downey, he wants to share the listing with me.
Want to split the commission? What about the land you told me you wanted to buy?
No, put a delay on that, but I gotta sell the place, you know? Tevin's a total cheeseball, but he markets himself like crazy. He's on bus bench ads all over town. And, you know, he says the place is out of my league.
Hey, that is bullshit. All right, that open house was understated, it was classy and elegant. I've been to a million of those things and nobody puts out rosemary flatbread paninis. Now, hold on, my dog needs to shit.
Well, I'm trying to sell the place, believe me, but...
Hey,
but...
no, Pete, trying is having the intention to fail. You gotta scrap that word from your vocab. Say you're gonna do it, and you will.
Come on, buddy. Good boy.
Mm. You a plastic bag, or...?
Oh, no, I don't clean up after my dog. Dog poop is like a compost. It's got a ton of nutrients that enrich the soil.
And we're in pavement.
God damn it! How about cleaning up after your dog?
You mind your own fuckhole!
What the fuck, psycho?
The guy who stepped in Anwar's poo runs away down the palm-lined beachfront.
What was that? I'm a man, Peter. I've got an ocean of testosterone flowing through my veins. Society tells us to act civilized, but the truth is we're animals, and sometimes you gotta let it out. Try it.
I'm not going to start screaming in the middle of the Venice boardwalk.
Come on, Mickey.
Peter, Sydney, and Anwar stand in the shadows under the pier.
This is silly.
Indulge me.
Ah!
That was really good. Now gently remove your tampon and try again.
Ah! Ah!
Respect the process.
Ah!
Why do you want to mock the process?
Because it doesn't do anything.
If you don't yell, I'm going to punch you in your stomach.
good, man. That's terrifying. You scared my dog.
Peter grins at Anwar. Fishermen and surfers on the beach turn and look.
Yeah, you feel better?
Yeah.
Want to get a corn dog?
Yeah.
Sydney leads Peter down a palm-lined street, leading up from the beach to a small ramshackle blue clapboard house behind a white picket fence nestled between bigger buildings. They wander through the gate.
Oh, what a great house.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, check out the back.
Yeah.
This is a bumper car I got on eBay.
Oh, wow.
I was in a bidding war with Carnival Kid 32, so I had to go on the buy it now price, but I got it.
Coolness.
And you remember Marlena?
Hey, Lenish.
Now let's check out the pièce de résistance,
I
bitch.
I want to do it. Oh, separate garage.
Mr. Clavin.
Nice.
Welcome to the Temple of Doom.
Holy shit, Sydney. This place is insane. Holy fuck. Oh, my God.
Oh, thanks, man. I try.
This is amazing.
Thank you, sir.
You got some TVs.
I do.
Photographers.
Sydney with mates.
Beer?
I'll snake a bro.
Put on some tunes.
Is that you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's me in ninth grade, man.
Are you that little kid?
Yeah, I was a late bloomer.
Wrecking crew.
Come take a load off, bud.
Oh, man.
Papa Squiznut.
Peter frowns at moisturizer and condoms on the table in the corner of the dingy garage.
What's going on over there?
Oh, this is where I jerk off. And,
condoms?
I wear them when I masturbate.
Are you kidding me?
I always get this reaction, but the fact is they decrease sensitivity so I can last longer. And there's no sticky mess to clean up.
Huh. And when your divorcees come over, I put them away,
Pete, this is the man cave. There's no women allowed in here. I got a jerk-off station, for God's sakes. Sit down, man.
What about when your guy friends come over? Aren't you embarrassed?
Masturbation is a part of life, Pete. Dudes masturbate. So do chicks. You never talked about masturbating with your friends?
No, I haven't.
All right. When was the last time you did it, Pete?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Hey, listen. You think of this place as a cone of silence, all right? I'm not going to tell anybody any of the things you say in here. You have my word.
Peter, sitting on a battered sofa, looks over at Sydney sheepishly.
Zoe went to the Pasadena flea market with her friends last weekend, and I did it then.
Well, that sounds lovely. Would you use internet or DVD?
How do you get me to tell you these things?
Come on.
I used a picture of Zoe in a bikini that I took when we were on vacation in Cabo San Lucas.
Wait, you jacked off to a picture of your own girlfriend? Wow, that is sick. Oh my God, what is wrong with you?
What's wrong with that?
Pedro, there is so much wrong with that. I don't even know where to begin. It's,
Peter takes out his mobile.
That is sick, man.
Someone's ears were burning.
I heard you say you jacked off to her picture, you sicko.
Hey, babe. Good. Yeah, I'm over here at Sydney's. We're just chillaxing. We're in the chill station. Yeah, I'm kind of playing hooky from work. I'll see you at home later on. Love you too. Bye-bye.
Peter sits down again.
Hey, why'd you tell her you bailed from work?
I don't want to lie to her. You're one of the most honest people I've ever met. You can understand that.
Yeah, I never lie to women. But, I mean, there are some things I choose not to share with them.
I don't really see the distinction.
Really? So you've told Zoe that you jacked off to her picture last weekend?
Oh, no, but...
All right, well, you shared that information with me, didn't you? So there are dividing lines. That's all I'm trying to say. Like, I love to take a girl out to dinner, but I'm not going to go golf 18 holes with her.
You know what? Zoe and I played golf together a couple of months ago. It was really fun.
That sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Peter looks over at the drum kit and guitars.
What do you play?
I play a little bit of everything, but if I had to narrow it down to one, I guess I'd say I'm an axe man.
Oh, sweet. Guitar.
What about you? You play anything?
I used to slap the bass in high school jazz band.
All right.
Rush. I love Rush.
Dude, Rush is the greatest band of all time.
Yeah, no, how about of all time? All time.
You know what? We should jam together sometime, man.
Yeah, totally. Totes my goats. Cool.
Sydney smirks as he watches Peter adopt an awkward faux casual pose leaning on the bongos.
Well, you know what? I should probably hit it to it.
Oh, all right, yeah. I gotta get to bed early anyway. I'm doing a big day hike with my buddies in Malibu tomorrow.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot. It was good hang.
Yeah.
Sweet, sweet hanging.
They clasp hands. Peter pats Sydney's shoulder.
Adios, pistol.
Take it easy, said it's lekker.
Sydney grins and nods.
I'm sorry.
What?
I called you City Slacker. That sucks.
No, it was pretty close.
That's a lame nickname.
I thought it was good. It's better than Jobin.
Yeah, right. You know, I'm gonna get it. I'll get a better one.
Dude, it was fine.
I'm gonna get
you. Get out of here.
I'm gonna get you, sucker. Later on, remember.
Peter shrugs to himself as he walks out. Back at his desk.
Peter, I have a loop for Rigno for you on line 3.
Peter's eyebrows rise. He glances over the top of his booth at a smiling female colleague and Tevin eavesdropping.
Put him through?
Sydney enters reception as Peter picks up the phone.
Mr. Ferrigno, hey, it's Peter Klavan.
Peter, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, if you just go past the first area to the left, he's right there.
Sure. What's your name?
Leanne.
Leanne, that was my mother's name.
Really?
Oh. I don't know. Was it?
Peter, it's been on the market for 3 weeks.
Yes.
And we haven't gotten one offer.
And that's why we're having another open house this weekend.
Hello, mystery woman.
I think it was very beneficial, very beneficial.
Beneficial? It was beneficial? So you're telling me we're going to sell this house?
Absolutely. And I've gotten many nibbles this week.
Nibbles?
Yes, sir.
It's all about food with you, Peter. No one cares about these stupid sandwiches you put out.
No, sir, no. I absolutely agree with you. You want to sell a house and not a panini.
Paninis?
Yes, sir.
Paninis?
Don't make him angry.
Enough with the cold cuts, the condiment, Peter.
You wouldn't like him when he's angry.
What the hell you think this is?
No, I understand. It's an open house and not a deli.
Peter. Oh, you need
to focus. Well, yep. I think.
Uh-huh. Forget about me and focus on selling my fucking house. Let's do this, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Okay.
Goodbye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh. You all right? Hulk, busting your balls?
Yeah.
What are you doing here? Oh, my blood bank's a few blocks away. I'm AB negative. It's extremely rare, so I try to donate every couple weeks.
Oh, that's really nice, Sydney.
There's also this nurse there who I want to fuck so badly.
Oh, boy, here we go. Should have guessed.
Hey, weren't you supposed to go hiking with your friends today?
Yeah, a couple of them had to bail, but we'll reschedule. Anyway, listen, I got a house full of leftover kookaroo, so I was thinking maybe you and me could go grab some lunch and squeeze in a little jam session.
Leftover kookaroo. Well, that sounds about as appetizing as a big plate of dirt or something. I'm kidding.
Yeah. I still want to hang out, despite that joke.
That was a bad joke.
Yeah, you're better than that.
Jack plugs click into amps and levels are cranked up. Sydney and Peter play guitar in the garage.
Modern day warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride. How's that feel?
It feels tasty.
Yeah? You sound pretty good, buddy. Here we go.
On Sydney's moped.
Though his mind is not for rent. Don't put him down as arrogant. His reserve of quiet defense. Dragging out the day's event. Boom, boom, boom. The river.
Whoa. Anwar poos.
Wow, that's a good one, bud.
Oh, hey, check out these two. I call them Bowsers. It's my nickname for people who look just like their dog.
A blonde woman with a fluffy dog.
Bowsers? Where'd you come up with that?
Oh, that sounded right.
Oh, shit.
Hey, geek! I just stepped in your dog's shit.
Now I'm gonna make you eat it.
Peter Rock!
Yeah! Today's Tom Sawyer is high on you, and the space he invades, he gets by on you.
At Ferrigno's.
Bit of a throwback, but it comes with the built-ins. It's wired for sound. Ooh, this is fun. This is a pair of jeans that he actually...
This house is exquisite. I'd like to make an offer.
Sydney whips off sunglasses as he stands in a casual jacket in the mansion. The viewers Peter's showing around look agitated as if they like the place too. Back in the garage, as he plays bass, Peter eyes a picture of Anwar Sadat on the cover of Time, then looks at Sydney's dog. Peter's with Zoe. Sydney rings his mobile.
Take it.
Really?
Yeah, take it.
Sydney, what's up, man?
What happened?
What?
Shut up! No!
Did it smell weird? Was it discolored?
A neighbor pounds on the door while they play.
Shut the fuck up!
So how long have you guys known Sydney?
Feels like forever.
Remember that time we tripped acid together and he made us watch the news?
That was a remarkable night.
Dude, don't leave!
Sydney rips open his shirt. Peter undoes his top button.
Yeah, pistol!
Dude, Peter is on fire!
Sydney, Larry, and Eugene watch Peter fence with Gil.
Yeah, booyah, yeah! Don't be wrong! That's what I'm talking about!
We like Peter.
Yeah, suck it, Gil!
Sydney kicks over a mic stand while Peter hammers drumsticks on his fretboard. Sydney falls over the back of the sofa.
Are you all right?
My fucking ass!
Peter gets out of a 4x4 after hiking with Sydney and his pals.
Hey, nice meeting you.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Nice meeting you guys.
All righty, Sid.
Wait, where are you going?
Oh, it's Sunday night. Tina's nephews are coming over. We're going to watch Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium.
No, it's just I thought we were all going to have dinner together, so I ordered us a 6-foot sub.
But I got a bowl, too. I promised the kids I'd take them to Cheeseria. A little pizza action.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to be stuck at home grading papers tonight, but thanks anyway. All right?
Fun day, guys. Pete?
Oh, man, you know, on Sunday nights, Zoe and I usually watch HBO.
Right, yeah, of course. Cool.
But I can't let you eat a 6-foot sub all by yourself.
Do you want some?
No, I had like a foot and a half back at Sydney's. I'm golden.
So what do you guys do for like 7 straight hours?
Whatever. I mean, like, we'll just hang out, you know, shoot the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we jam a little bit.
You play an instrument?
Yeah. Can't believe I've never told you. I play bass.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I slap the bass big time.
What is that? You sound like a leprechaun.
No, that's a reggae guy. Oh. I just did reggae. Doesn't sound reggae?
No.
Slap the bass.
No.
How is it?
It's like big time, big time, big time.
Big time. Slap the bass, big time.
Mm.
Slap the bass. That sounded like Borat.
Yeah.
Slap the bass, big time.
That's better.
Sid and I have gotten pretty good at a couple of Rush songs.
What do you mean, like fast-paced rock?
No, like Rush, like the band Rush.
I don't know them.
The Holy Triumvirate. Wait, you don't know Rush?
No.
You don't know Rush, the band?
Mm-mm.
Exit the Warrior, today's Tom Sawyer?
No.
All right, I'm going to hit you up with a little iTunes action. I cannot believe you've never heard Rush.
So when am I going to meet this guy who's stolen you away from me?
Pretty soon, actually. I invited him to that little engagement party my parents are throwing for us.
Wow, Peter. This is serious.
Oh, it's mellow. Besides, I wanted to introduce him to Haley.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right?
Yeah, I like that.
Hey, let me ask you something. Are you ready to get your world rocked?
Ready! Yes.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
Do it!
You want to get some Neil Peart all up in you?
I don't know.
Well, prepare to be Rushified!
Zoe cranes her ear towards Peter's laptop.
Sounds better on big speakers.
I could see that.
Peter starts playing air guitar.
Good, right?
Yeah!
He bites his lip.
You do it that high when you do it?
Well, in real life, I do it low. But air bass works best up here.
Right.
This is exactly what I look like when I jam Altman. When I jam with my bass.
Left arm stretched out, right thumb slapping chest.
Slap at the bass, man! Slapping the bass, man.
There you go.
Slapping that bass, man. I slap at that bass.
Please don't do that.
Slapping the bass.
Please.
Slapping the bass.
For the sake of our relationship.
Slap at that bass.
Please stop. Please stop. Thank you.
I'm slapping the bass.
The bright neon lights of Chinatown at night. A middle-aged guy greets Zoe in a restaurant.
So glad you're celebrating at my restaurant.
Of course, Mr. Chu. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
Hey, it's my brother, Robbie. Robbie, this is Sydney.
Hey, bro, Namath.
Nice to meet you. Peter, you remember Alan?
From the gym.
Yeah, hey, man.
Hi, good to see you again.
Alan, I'm Sydney.
Sydney, nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure, man.
All right, we're gonna grab some drinks.
Cool, sweet.
All right, show them your stuff, fellas.
Hi.
Hey.
Zoe, this is Sydney.
Sydney?
My fiance Zoe.
Sydney, I'm so happy to meet you. I've heard so many great things.
Oh, same here. And let me tell you, this guy, he's gaga over you. It's adorable, honestly.
That's true.
It's true.
Guilty is charged.
Haley. Sydney, this is my oldest friend in the world, Haley.
Oh, all right.
I'm good.
You didn't ask, but I'm good. Nice to meet you, Sydney.
It's a pleasure.
Oh, great. I told you we were early.
Would you shut up?
I'm supposed to meet him.
The minute we get in, you have to start bitching already.
You told me it was a drop-by.
You
this isn't
what?
A drop-by.
This is not a drop-by. It's a damn engagement party. What is
Can
the problem
I have a Belvedere on the rocks, please?
You're such an asshole. Could you just shut up
and something with sour mix
today?
In it for her?
I'm sorry they didn't cater this to you and your life.
No.
Hi, you look
hey.
Beautiful.
Hi.
Oh, sweetie. How you doing, baby?
Thanks for coming.
Hi.
You, nice coming. You guys know each other.
Yeah.
Barry turns away from Peter.
What do you got there?
Sex on the beach. Yeah. You never know. Gotta be prepared. Possibility.
Wow.
Just saying, you know, what is going on over there?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you. I'll give you the whole.
Should we?
Zoe leads Denise away to Sydney and Haley, leaving Peter with Barry.
What's up? Hey, I don't remember. Do you play an instrument?
No.
Because Sid and I, my buddy Sydney, we've been jamming a lot.
I don't play any instruments.
Oh. I slap some bass, and then Sydney's an axe man. Because I was going to say, if you wanted to jam with us, you know, that'd be cool. But you don't have... You have a piano in your house, though, don't you?
Yeah, I don't play.
Really? Why do you have a piano?
The decorator put it there.
Your dad... Does he... I thought... no one plays?
I'm going to check on the table.
All right. Yep.
Hi, I'm Denise.
Oh, Denise.
Zoe's friend.
I've heard so much about her.
Smells like a fucking pet shop in here.
Okay.
Okay. Sunshine.
Yeah, I just want to go.
Hi. This is my husband, Barry.
Oh, come on back, everybody. The banquet room is ready.
A meal around a circular table. Zoe kisses Peter. Haley chats with Sydney. Peter's mum stands for a speech.
If I may, I think it's only fitting that we're eating tonight at Hop Louie's because this is, after all, Peter's favorite restaurant to bring all of his dates. So, of course, he would bring Zoe here, their first night out.
Just like the rest of them.
No.
I remember that night when Peter got home, he called me and he said, Mom, this is the girl I'm going to marry. And it's not just because she wanted an extra order of slippery shrimp.
On the first date?
Hey, now.
Sometimes. But the point is, here we are 8 months later. Peter, Zoe, we love you, and we wish only the best for you both.
They smile bashfully.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Peter and Zoe.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks, Mom.
Cheers, bud. Thanks.
Well, I promised Denise we'd be gone after appetizers.
You know what, I'd actually like to just say a few words, if it's cool with the table.
Wow.
Sydney stands.
Yeah. What an honor it is to be sitting here with Peter and Zoe's friends, family, Haley, Robbie's lover, Robbie, Oz, Joyce. Thank you for hosting this beautiful dinner.
Pointing at Barry.
Got this guy with the smoking hot wife. And finally, we got Zoe. Zoe, you are about to marry one of the most honest, kind, and fun-loving people I've ever had the honor of knowing. The pistol is a pleasure giver, that's for sure.
Yeah. Fucking puke pistol.
And the thing about a man like that, a man like Peter, is that he never asks for anything in return. And that's why I'm here. I'm here as Peter's friend, as Peter's confidant. Just to say to you, beautiful Zoe, give it back. Yeah?
Peter shakes his head slowly while everyone else ponders. Sydney winks at Zoe.
Return the favor.
Peter's mum and dad listen, bewildered.
And if you do, I guarantee that you will have a beautiful and pleasure-filled union.
I don't think she sucks his dick.
Oh, watch your mouth.
With that, I'd like to raise a glass to Pete and Zoe.
Barry smirks.
Cheers.
Peter and Zoe.
Cheers.
Peter whistles awkwardly as he drives a brooding Zoe home.
What the hell did you tell Sydney about me?
Nothing. I mean, aside from how much I love you.
So what was with all that pleasure giver stuff?
I might have mentioned in passing or something that you don't like doing oral sex.
Ew! Peter, that stuff is private!
Oh, is it? Really? And telling Haley and Denise about the hot tub in Mexico isn't?
That is so different.
What?
I've known them forever.
So?
Peter sees Sydney's like a stranger.
Hardly. He's become a really good friend of mine.
Right.
And now you know how I feel when there's no privacy between you and your girlfriends.
I thought you loved those guys.
I do. I love them. But, you know, some things I want to remain between you and me.
They swap churlish looks. She nods.
Okay. Okay.
They drive on, po-faced. Zoe hangs her head.
By the way, it's not that I don't like doing it. It's just that Rodney just hated getting them.
Wait, what guy hates getting blowjobs?
He had some weird intimacy problems, okay? By the end of our relationship, he would literally shiver when I touched him. But before that, I always liked it. I liked it.
Great. That's great. Perfect. I mean, no pressure. It's not like I'm saying, hey, let's go home tonight and get some BJs. Look, if Sydney hadn't asked me about our sex life, we wouldn't even be talking about this.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're right. And Haley was really into him.
She was?
Yeah, she liked how honest and direct he was with her.
Yeah, no, that's what he is. That's his thing. The four of us should go out.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah.
They beam impishly as both stare ahead at the road.
Sweet.
Sure to drink lots of water.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, Pete, let's go out back, yeah?
Yeah.
Peter glances back at the woman he passed leaving Sydney's.
She was very nice looking.
Yeah, I fucked her.
I wonder if my pineapple matches your pineapple.
Maybe you want to check?
They match pineapple ice cream halves.
Nope. Mm. Yours is short and fat, and mine is long and skinny.
Pete, can I talk to you about something?
Oh, what's up? Will you put down your treat for a minute?
Peter sticks his plastic spoon in the ice cream and looks across.
I feel really horrible about that toast I gave at your engagement dinner.
Oh.
It was redonkulous. I was really excited to meet Zoe and your family, and then I showed up there and I was just... I got so nervous. I don't...
It wasn't so great.
I want you to know I'm really sorry. Everybody must hate me.
No. Look, you had good intentions. I know one person that didn't hate you.
Was it Benji's wife? She's a hot piece of ass.
No, Haley.
Oh, yeah, she was funny.
I think she likes you. We should all go out.
She seems great, Pete, but honestly, within 5 minutes of meeting her, she was telling me how she can't wait to get married and have kids.
Oh, look, she was kidding around.
I made reservations to play golf on Sunday for the four of us.
No, Pete, I told you, I don't play sports with women.
Look, man, you told my fiancé she needs to give me blowies in front of my whole family, all right? You owe me.
You make a valid point.
It's fun!
Peter and Sydney, Zoe and Haley in carts on a golf course.
I never have a beer until the ninth hole.
Maybe we can change that rule.
Okay. Keep your head down.
Right.
Fluid.
Okay.
Great, come on. Okay. You got it.
Zoe plays a shot. Her shot bounces close to the hole on the green.
Oh my God!
Whoa! Oh! Zoe, that was a great shot. Really, really good. I'm really impressed.
Ow!
Ow!
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Fuck!
Sorry.
No.
Sorry, I'm sorry, Sydney. Sorry.
Motherfucker! Fucking cock in my fucking shit. God! Mary.
You okay, man?
I'm sorry.
This is my nightmare!
Peter clutches his shin where Haley's shot hit.
Whack it up.
Whack it, Hales. Beautiful day.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice. It's kind of frustrating.
Yeah.
My shin hurts.
I didn't realize my skin could bruise that quickly.
You're good.
Guys, you're killing us here, seriously. Let's get the ladies moving. Listen, just give me a second. Rate of play.
Haley, you know what? Why don't we just pick it up and move down the fairway?
Because she won't have a chance to practice, right, Peter?
I got it.
He's kind of got a point. I mean, we're really holding these guys up.
You're being an asshole. Haley, just take your time,
okay? He's really not being an asshole. There's a protocol. The marshals come by, and there is some time pressure.
I'm done.
Pressure.
This sucks. I'm out of here.
Please.
Forget it.
Please don't go.
Where are
come
you
on,
going?
Haley. It's okay. I mean, we'll.
I'm sorry.
Come on, Haley.
Please going? Come back.
Peter lugs two sets of golf clubs up steps behind Zoe.
Did you say something?
No.
She holds their front door open for him sullenly.
Thank you.
Peter dumps the bags down in the hall and answers his mobile.
Hey, man.
Dude, Von Dudenstein, what are you doing tonight?
I just left you half an hour ago. I'm watching HBO with Zoe.
I know, but I just got an email alert from the Rush fan club.
The Holy Trinity is playing a small club gig tonight at the Avalon.
Dude, it's Sunday night. I can't bail on her again.
Dude, you have your whole life to sit around and watch premium cable with Zoe.
Whatever, it's our ritual.
It's HBO.
It's not TV, it's HBO. Have you ever watched Sunday night programming on HBO? It's spectacular.
It's fucking Rush.
I haven't seen him since the Signals tour. Can I invite Zoe?
Aged rockers play on stage, two guitarists and a drummer. Peter and Sydney sing along wildly in the crowd, Zoe dancing at their side. Zoe watches Peter and Sydney sing along together. She stands staring at them amid the heaving crowd. They rock out. Sydney lifts Peter into the air on his shoulders. Zoe's aghast as Peter air guitars and drums and yanks his jumper over his head. Back home, Zoe's po-faced as she flosses in the bathroom while Peter's on the phone.
Fly by night away from here.
My God. We could practice every day for 6 months, and I'm planning on it, and we'll still suck. Yeah.
I'll give you a call. All right. Take it easy, McGooch.
Peter hangs up and peers round the bathroom door.
Were you spying on me?
Yeah, I was. Because I'm totally weirded out about what's going on between you two.
What are you talking about? We were just going over the set list. What's the big deal?
The big deal is that we were supposed to have a date night, and you took me to this concert, which is cool, but then we get there, and it's like I don't even exist. You don't even look at me. You're licking Sydney's bass guitar.
There were tons of guys that were licking each other's basses.
I feel like I'm losing you a little bit.
What? We were just doing a recap of the set list. What? Zoe.
Okay.
Go on with the set list.
In a suit store.
It's the big days coming up. How are you feeling?
I was feeling really good, but Zoe and I have been fighting a lot recently.
All right, let me ask you a question. Why are you marrying her?
What kind of question is that?
Well, it seems to me like you've gone from relationship to relationship. So is Zoe the one, or is she just the next one?
No, she's the one.
All right, well, how come?
Because. I don't know. We're in love. And, that's a hard question to answer.
Oh, listen, I'm not trying to push you at all. It's just, for me, sometimes talking this stuff out helps to clarify things. That's all. Let's go try on some penguin suits.
A brunette brings Sydney coffee outside the dressing rooms.
Thank you, lovely. What's your name?
Raquel.
That was my mother's name.
So I'm thinking about asking Tevin if he wants in on the Ferrigno house.
Dude, I pissed on that guy's face at a Bennigan's. You do not need to be splitting commission with that frosty-haired chode.
Peter steps out in a tuxedo.
I have to face facts, Sid. I'm a flats guy. You know, Tevin's got the flash needed to sell the place. What do you think?
You look fucking stiff. We're shopping for tuxedos for your wedding, man. Let's have a good time. Loosen it up a little bit. I want to take a photo. Now, give me an action pose.
Like what? What do you mean?
Oh, you're wearing a tuxedo? What do you think I mean?
Peter raises one leg and one clenched fist.
When have you ever seen anyone in a tuxedo do that move? Besides Runaway Bride.
The Espies?
You're wearing a tuxedo. Think James Bond, all right? Give me some James Bond.
Peter strikes a few abortive stances, then points his finger like a gun.
No, it just looks like you're pointing at me.
Peter leans against the wall and points his left hand up at his own face.
You look ridiculous, man.
Well, what am I supposed... How can I... I can't look...
Think Timothy Dalton.
Oh, T. Dalt.
Oh, hey, that's pretty good. Tell you what, give me your best Bond impression.
Why don't you get off your board and get out of my dreams and into my car?
Are you looking for your pot of gold?
Why does everything I do sound like a leprechaun?
You tell me. Oh, he speaks like the coolest man on earth.
The name is Bond.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. The name is James Bond.
Arms folded, finger up.
James Bond. I'll have a margarita. Well, hey there, Miss Money Pussy. Wanna jump on my jetpack?
All right, enough of that. Let's just take the picture, all right? Arch an eyebrow for me. Other eyebrow?
Peter grimaces, trying.
No, you just look confused. Arch your eyebrow up. No, not both, just one.
I don't know how...
All right, maybe I was wrong. Let's see the back. You know what? I'm not sure I'm in love with the drape.
What's wrong with the drape? Does the vent move, honey?
She wears something with a little more pizzazz, right? A little more flash.
You don't like the split panel?
Peacock it out a bit.
No.
Mm-mm. Let's try,
What are those, checkers?
Yeah.
Oh, give, this one give a me a Brit. No way, man. I can't freaking pull that off. It's blue. Yeah.
Look at me. You have this image of yourself as this straight-laced, tight guy. But I've seen you cut loose in the man cave, and it is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Slap a little bass.
Yeah, it's the same with the Ferrigno house. You have all of the skills in the world, and you have no confidence. Now, sack up, man. Put on the fucking suit.
Peter steps back into the changing cubicle.
Can't believe you just touched my balls.
Sydney shrugs. Inside the cubicle, Peter takes his jacket off.
Hey, so listen, I also wanted to talk to you about something. This investment opportunity has come up. It's a total winner. The only problem is all my funds are tied up in equities, so I'm cash poor right now.
Uh-huh.
So I was wondering if you would consider loaning me a few shekels.
How much are we talking about?
You know. 8.
Peter reemerges.
$8,000. That's a lot of quiche. You know? Not a cake. It's just, it might be a little tricky just because Zoe's dad is out of the picture and, you know, we're paying for the wedding ourselves.
You know, enough said. An opportunity came up, I thought I would ask. No big deal.
Oh, can you tell me about the investment?
I can't, actually. It's confidential in nature, so.
Okay, let me think about it.
Yeah, of course, but.
Hello, Peter.
Doug!
Doug scowls as Peter points at Sydney.
This is my,
Sydney.
This is Sydney.
You know, it takes a lot of nerve to spend a beautiful evening with someone and then never call them again.
Doug, I can explain.
I just wish I could take back that kiss.
Oh.
Because I felt something that I haven't felt in years. And now I know it was the taste of betrayal.
It wasn't the taste of betrayal.
It was the taste of betrayal.
No, it really wasn't.
It was the taste of betrayal, you fucking whore.
Doug.
Good day.
Doug, wait. I can actually explain what just happened.
I would love to hear that. Wow. I mean, I knew when I got the nod for the engagement dinner, you didn't have a ton of friends, but I had no idea it went that far.
Truth is, I never even thought about it until Zoe and I got engaged.
But see, you were basically just using me because you needed to fill out your wedding party.
Dude, no. Not it at all. I'd actually given up on meeting someone and... And you wandered into that open house, we hit it off, and 3/4 of the Rush songbook later, here we are.
I just wish you'd have told me.
Well, I was embarrassed. I mean, you've had a close group of male friends your whole life. I haven't. I started feeling like some kind of weirdo.
I get it, but I want you to know that you're my friend, and you can tell me anything.
Thanks, Sydney. I appreciate that.
They stop by a fountain near the shop.
Hey, man, look. About that investment.
Pete, please, forget I even brought it up, honestly.
I've been saving my whole life, and you're right, I'm gonna sell the Ferrigno place.
Fuck yeah, you are.
I'd be happy to lend you the money. I know you're good for it.
Pistol, that is great. Thank you.
It's the least I could do for the best man at my wedding.
A big grin spreads across Sydney's face.
What are you talking about?
I want you to stand up there with me. Are you cool with that?
Am I cool with that? Of course I'll be your best man. That's an honor. It's...
Sydney drops his bag and embraces Peter.
You're a whore, Peter.
Doug flounces past. Peter and Zoe arrange seating plans.
I think we're almost there.
I think we're almost there, too. I think it's just about putting the random people together.
Yeah.
But we should talk about the main table. Because if Haley doesn't find a date before the wedding, which, let's be honest, it seems pretty likely that she won't.
I know.
We have an extra seat at our table.
Well, I was thinking that maybe Sydney would sit at our table. I asked him to be my best man.
Great! That's awesome. I mean, that was the whole thing.
I'm not an idiot. You're not psyched about this at all.
No, I feel like he has some issue with me.
What? No. You guys just haven't spent any time together.
We've spent some time together.
I'll talk to him.
No, please, Peter, do not talk to him. He's going to think I'm saying stuff behind his back.
You are saying stuff behind his back.
No. I'm just sharing a feeling with you.
And I want you to.
But, Peter, please don't say anything to him.
Okay. No.
So, we still have to pick up the marriage license. Can you meet up tomorrow afternoon?
Totally, yeah. Perfect.
So what'd she say about me being your best man?
Oh, she was pumped. See, that was awesome.
Come on, dude.
I'm the worst liar. I promised her I wouldn't say anything.
Well, what is it?
She thinks you don't like her.
What? That is... No, of course I like her. Are you... We only hung out a few times, but she's gonna be your wife. Of course I like her. This dumb toast is gonna haunt me forever.
They see Tevin with Ferrigno.
Oh, man.
Dude, why is Ferrigno eating that urinal cake face fuckhead?
Oh, we gotta confront him. Hold this.
No, wait. Sidney, wait, wait. Let me... Wait, Sidney.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey. Hey. Hey.
What the fuck is going on here?
Do I know you?
No, you don't know me, but I believe you know my friend Peter Klavan, who has an exclusive listing on this man's property. Lou, you promised Peter the commission to your house.
I know, but he's not doing shit with
that. That is total crap, Hulk, all right? Listen, this kind of stuff doesn't happen overnight.
Peter, who the hell is this guy?
Hulk, let me tell you something about Peter Klavan.
Look, please get your hand out of my face and stop calling me Hulk. I'm a person, okay?
I'm a person, okay?
I warned you.
Oh, you warned me?
Hello?
Hey, I'm on my way to the marriage bureau.
Fuck you, Lou Ferrigno!
Is that Sidney?
Hey!
Fuck you, Hulk! Oh, shit.
Ferrigno blocks Sidney's punch.
What are you doing?
What's going on?
Sidney's fighting Lou Ferrigno.
Relax, he's so strong! The Hulk has me in the sleeper hold, and I don't think I can take him out.
That's it.
Wow.
Peter!
Why the fuck would anyone get in a fight with Lou Ferrigno?
Sidney's a hothead. He thought he was standing up for me.
To the Incredible Hulk?
No, that's just a character he played. In real life, Lou's actually a sweet man.
So, what does that mean for your development property?
It means it's over. I mean, without the Ferrigno commission, I'm not going to be able to afford it.
You have some money saved up. Can't you just write them a check, you know, to show your good faith?
Mm-hmm. Between the wedding and then... You know, I'll lend Sidney some money. I mean, just, I'm gonna be short.
Wait. You lent Sidney money?
For an investment. All his money's tied up in equities. He's gonna pay me back.
Peter, that's not the point. We're getting married. You can't just keep stuff like this from me.
Can I ask you a question? Why do you think we're getting married?
What are you talking about?
No, Sidney asked me that question, and why Zoe? And I didn't know how to answer it.
Are you kidding? You're kidding, right?
Yes.
2 weeks before our wedding, and you don't know why you're marrying me?
Just forget it. It was a stupid question. I don't even know what I was thinking. Just forget. Take it back 10 seconds before I asked it. And let's live in that time.
The thing is, Peter, I get why you would wonder that. I do. But I wish you would have answered the question before you proposed to me.
That's the thing. Before, I didn't even think about it. That came out bad, too. I'm confused. I don't know what I'm saying.
Let me just make this a little simpler for you. I'm gonna go stay with Denise and Barry, and you and your bud Sidney can hang out and beat up Lou Ferrigno and go to Rush concerts and ride a tandem bicycle down the Venice boardwalk for all I care.
We never rode bicycles.
Goodbye.
Zoe, come on. This is ridiculous. Zoe!
Morning rush hour. Peter traipses out of his house to his car. Dressed for work in a shirt and jacket, he trudges out looking forlorn. He drives alongside the bay.
Oh, Mr. Pitiful, who let you down?
Peter turns onto a busier road and along a suburban shopping boulevard. He glances up and suddenly sits forward aghast.
Oh my God.
A billboard with him in his tux reads, Peter Klavan, licensed to sell. Another has him as a cowboy with a moustache.
Oh, my God.
He passes more.
All right, he put up some billboards. Oh, my God. No!
His face on a hunk in trunks, LA's biggest realtor.
Oh, fuck me over fucking. Are you kidding me? Come on!
Sydney's face. Who's the best realtor? Peter's bored. I am, Biatch. Peter is Ali G. He'll pimp your condo. At Sydney's.
It's open.
Hey.
That's what you borrowed $8,000 for?
You saw the billboards.
Pretty awesome, right?
Pretty awesome?
My buddy Dave sells ad space. We got us a great deal.
Pretty awesome. They're idiotic. You put my face on a 10-foot dick over Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Oh, well, in one day, you managed to screw my career. You ruined my relationship.
Whoa, what are you talking about? Ruin your relationship?
Zoe walked out on me because I asked her why we were getting married.
Why would you ask her that? Pete, that conversation was between you and me. You can't have that talk with her. Look, I assumed you understood that.
God, I'm so sick of your ridiculous rules. I like it that I can share things with Zoe. I like it that if I can't sleep at night, she's there to talk to. Do you know the best night I've had in the last 5 years is a night that Zoe and I split a bottle of wine, we made a summer salad, and watched Chocolat together?
You mean chocolate?
Chocolat.
Chocolate with Johnny Depp.
Chocolat.
You're not fucking French, Pete. It's called chocolate.
Chocolate's got an E on it.
That was your favorite night.
Yes.
Your best night in 5 years is watching Chocolat with Johnny Depp? Well, you should be ashamed of yourself.
The combination of wine and summer salad and chocolat, yeah.
You should be embarrassed.
You know, I think you're threatened by what Zoe and I have because you're afraid I won't be able to hang out every night.
Hey, you know what? I have a ton of friends, all right?
Yeah, who are all moving on with their lives. They're in relationships. They have kids. They're growing up.
Hey, let's not forget, you were the one using me.
I think we were using each other.
Whatever. I really don't understand what's going on right now.
Peter looks at Sydney somberly.
I think we should spend some time apart.
Sydney nods and laughs caustically.
Okay.
So if I actually do wind up having a wedding, it's probably best that you, you not be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds good to me, Pete.
And if you could have those billboards taken down.
Yeah. No, it'll take a few days, but I'll get on that. And I'll also make sure you get your money back as soon as possible.
Also, I think you have my season 2 Lost DVDs. If you haven't watched them yet, it's
fine, Pete, they're right here.
Sydney tosses Peter the box set.
Thanks.
Yep.
It's just Zoe hasn't seen him all yet, and she's really curious as to what was going on inside that hatch.
Yep.
Sydney offers his hand. They shake.
I wish you the best of luck, Peter.
You too, Sydney. Bye, Anwar.
Anwar barks as Peter trudges out. Sydney's left alone. Peter's at Denise's door.
Hey, Denise. Sorry to bother you.
I'll go get Zoe.
Thank you.
It's okay.
Denise wanders into the house, leaving the door open. Barry passes.
Hey, Barry.
Poker night. Full table.
Oh, that's okay. I'm here to talk to my fiancé.
Nice face.
Thank you.
On the billboards.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, my friend Sydney, he,
I don't give a shit.
Barry goes. Zoe comes to the door, arms folded.
Hey.
Hi. Can I talk to you outside?
Yeah. License to sell.
Yeah. Look, that's what Sydney borrowed all that money for. He thought it would help my career.
Well, got your name out there. Besides, you look pretty cute with a thick mustache.
Zoe, look, I'm so sorry that I asked you why you thought we should get married. It's just that I've been talking about this stuff with Sydney and, you know, it made me nervous.
Peter, I'm nervous too. Okay, it's a big deal. I couldn't believe, actually, how sure you seemed about the whole thing. Which is why I freaked out when you all of a sudden started questioning it.
Well, I'm sure about us, for so many reasons. Truth is, I've been a girlfriend guy, but out of all those girls, you're the only one that wanted me to have my own life. You know? You want me to have friends for me, not you. It's like one of the most romantic things I could ever think of.
What's up?
Barry's buddy pushes past.
Dude, come on. Zoe, I love you. And I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Can we get this engagement back on track?
Okay.
Please?
Yes.
They kiss. Denise drags Barry to the door.
Oh, come on, it's poker night.
So
just take her out for a cup of coffee or something.
I'm taking her out for a cup of coffee? Why don't you take the boys to fucking Starbucks and play poker?
Because it's poker night here. It's always poker night here.
Yeah, that's my best friend. I'm not leaving her, ever. How about that? She can stay here for 5 years if she wants to.
You're going to dress up like a cheerleader tonight for me, right?
Fine. Get the fuck out of here. Hey, Zoe, you can stay here as long as you want. You are always welcome. Thank you. Uh-huh, okay. Hey, by the way, Peter, they've got plenty of room open on the poker table. They were lying. They'd love to have you play poker.
I'm not going to.
Okay.
Denise gives Barry the finger.
Oh my God, Barry and Denise fight all the time, and then they have really loud, intense makeup sex. Please get me out of here, please.
Let's get your stuff, come on.
Okay.
By the way, I ended things with Sydney.
Peter, really? I hope that's not because of me.
No, no, he could be a great guy. It's just, it wasn't really working out.
Holding hands, Zoe and Peter wander inside. Still holding hands, they stroll a shopping street, smiling. Sydney trudges along a sandy beach with Anwar on a leash. A passing jogger recoils in horror.
In the mystic.
Oh, that's perfect. That is perfect. Okay, okay. So we have to go through the place cards one more time because I'm a little bit...
Peter's staring at Sydney's place card.
Why don't you just call him?
Because guys don't do that.
Sydney's on the phone.
E! Ethan, what's up, my man? E-Bone Capone. Just hanging out, man. I want to see if you wanted to come over and watch some TV or something. Again, you're going to watch The Wonder Emporium? Dude, what the fuck is there to do at Legoland that you take these kids there every weekend?
He's swigging a drink.
I understand that that's not the point of teaching, but just give them all B pluses. Can I come with you? What do you mean the kids think I'm creepy?
Peter's with Mel again.
Good to see you, Peter.
You too, Mel.
You know, I haven't had a real friend since my wife passed. I'm really glad you called.
Peter smiles.
Hey, do you have any plans on June 30th?
I'm 89 years old. What the fuck kind of plans would I have?
Sydney's watching Chocolat on the huge screen in his den.
Just needed an adjustment. I hope it'll be better now.
My mother knew Rue's return had nothing to do with the silly old door.
Sydney winces at the girl hugging Johnny Depp.
So did I.
Stupid.
My favorite hot chocolate.
Davis Dunham, may I direct your call?
Hey, Leanne.
Peter, where have you been?
Oh, well, it's my wedding this weekend, so I've been helping my fiancé with all the last-minute preparations.
They broke the mold when they made you.
Yeah.
Go check your voicemail. You got like a million messages.
At his desk, Peter picks up the phone.
Yeah, is this Pistol Pete? I have a home in Los Feliz, and I've been trying to sell it, and I saw your billboards. I'm very impressed with your ads.
License to sell? That's hysterical. It's like James Bond.
Hi, I'm interested in buying the Ferrigno Estate. If you could, give me a call.
I love the one with you in the bed. My number is 310.
My husband and I just saw your ad.
Hello, Peter. It's Doug. Saw the billboards. They are wonderful. Wouldn't expect anything less from you. And sorry about calling you a whore. And hello to Sydney, if you guys are still together. Otherwise, you can Facebook me.
Peter, hi. It's Lou Ferrigno. Wonderful billboards. Listen, I'm sorry if I ever doubted your man. I told that douchebag Tevin that I want you to have the exclusive back on my house.
Excuse me, Mr. Ferrigno? Yeah. 10-minute warning.
Okay, thank you. So, just call me or just text me. Goodbye, my friend.
Ferrigno's in makeup. Peter hangs up. He stares at Sydney's business card. Tevin lunges from behind.
There's my dog! Hey, me Reiki the billboards. I completely underestimated you, my brother. What say we go down to Houston's, get a burger and a beer, and talk about how we can tag team the Ferrigno deal?
Peter stares at Tevin, who's chewing gum. Peter rises from his seat and slaps Tevin's face.
Ow! Why are you slapping me?
Because I wanted to cause you some physical pain, but I have never actually hit anybody in the face. It freaks me out, and I didn't really know what to do. Tevin, stay the fuck away from my listing.
Tevin flinches as Peter lunges at him wild-eyed. Peter gulps excitedly at the woman at the next desk as he breezes out.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hey, Pete.
Through reception.
Peter
raises his hand without looking back. The lavish palm-decked El Acantilado Spa Resort. In a suite, Haley strolls with Zoe, both in white robes with cocktails.
I'm so excited to see who Peter chose for his wedding party.
Yeah!
Haley and Zoe gaze out of the window as Peter appears in his navy blue tux at the top of stone steps, flanked by his dad and Robbie. Close behind in a line from left to right come Mel, Ferrigno, Lonnie and Doug, all in tuxedos and dicky bows. They strut in slow motion, like reservoir dogs.
Honestly, that has to be the most random collection of groomsmen in the history of weddings.
Oh, great. I'll see you at the wedding.
I'm gonna get another mimosa.
Do you want to finish the wedding?
Oh.
Haley necks the rest of the orange drink and swans off, holding her champagne flute in the air. Zoe watches Peter loiter on the lawn outside while the rest of his groomsmen stroll off. She smiles fondly as she watches Peter idly play air guitar. Sydney's mobile rings as he rides his moped.
Hello? Hey! Wow, I didn't expect to hear from you. Oh, no, I wouldn't want to impose. Yeah, maybe if I hurry, I can make the end of it. Okay, I gotta go. I gotta find something to wear.
Already dressed in a suit and tie, Sydney leans forward smiling and revs his moped. A chamber orchestra plays as guests assemble on the lawn under white draped awnings. The registrar to Peter.
Which one of these men has the ring?
I actually don't have a best man. So, Robbie, I want you to hold the ring for me.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Peter hands Robbie the ring box.
Okay. Unless you don't want to, I mean.
Robbie hugs Peter.
Thanks, Peter.
The bridesmaids coo.
I want you boys to know, you're both my best friends.
Their dad smiles at them.
And Hank Mardukas.
Hey, Hank.
Peter's dad gives a thumbs up to a thick-set guy with grey hair who sits smiling beside Peter's grinning mum. The congregation on the lawn stand as Zoe, in a plain white gown, emerges from drapes flanked by Denise and Haley, who wear mustard-coloured satin dresses. Zoe walks arm in arm with her bridesmaids up the aisle towards a beaming Peter, flanked by his groom's party with the ocean in the background. Denise nods towards Haley as Zoe's unsure who to hand her bouquet of white flowers to. Haley nods thank you to Denise, and they turn aside to join the guests to the left. Zoe grins as she steps up and stands face to face with Peter.
Awesome ducks.
Oh, thanks. It's blue.
Yes, it is.
You look amazing.
Good afternoon. We are gathered here today to join Peter Klavan and Zoe Rice in matrimony. If anyone can show just cause whether he may not marry.
Sydney arrives.
You son of a bitch.
No, Mr. Ferrigno, I don't want to object. I just wanted to make it in time for the vows. That's all. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Sydney, come up.
Oh, no, I'm fine. Back here.
Please, yes.
You sure?
Yes. I hope you don't mind.
You invited him?
Sydney takes awkward steps up the aisle on his own, watched by all. He points a warning finger at Barry, Zoe and Peter.
Well, I saw you walking on the lawn looking all sad, and I realized I couldn't let you get married without your best man.
Peter smiles and shakes his head.
I love you so much.
I love
you too. Zoe, thanks so much for inviting me.
Of course. You got here really fast.
Yeah, you know, when I was on the Vesp, so I just... to the old Weaveroo.
Dude, you're lying. Your voice went up when you said that.
His voice got high.
Ferrigno nods at Lonnie.
Look, I was on my way when Zoe called. Invite or not, there was no way I was going to miss your wedding. And I wanted to give you this.
Sydney hands Peter a check for $8,000.
Oh, man, you don't have to do this.
You know, I know you don't believe me, but I'm actually a pretty successful investor. So, look, the billboards were my wedding gift to you guys.
Man, they worked.
Yeah, I figured when I saw the Ferrigs that it must have worked. It's great.
Lou's the best. I can only imagine.
Sydney prays reverentially to Ferrigno.
I put him in a sleeper hold.
Sydney, I'm really sorry for all the stuff that I said.
Pete, you called me on a lot of my issues. I appreciate it. And for the record, I saw Chocolat. Just delightful. It is, right?
Chocolat, what the fuck is that?
I have no idea.
It's a beautiful movie.
I'm really glad you're here, Sydney.
Me too.
I can't even imagine getting married without you.
Sydney looks away with a bashful smile. Peter looks at him earnestly.
I love you, man.
I love you too, bud.
Zoe smiles and nods as Peter and Sydney gaze into each other's eyes.
I love you, dude.
I love you, bro Montana.
I love you, Holmes.
I love you, Brosif Glibbles.
I love you, Machacha.
I love you, Tico Brohe.
Okay. Hey, let's continue here.
I so want to marry you.
You will.
I'm going to.
Zoe, repeat after me. I, Zoe Rice.
I, Zoe Rice.
Take you, Peter Klavan.
Take you, Peter Klavan.
To be my lawful wedding husband.
Facing each other, holding hands, Peter and Zoe exchange vows, smiling. In the blue sky above the sea behind them, a plane pulls a banner. Congratulations, Peter and Zoe. And another with Peter as a leprechaun and the legend Real Estate Lucky Charm. ITFC audio description by Toby Mace. Directed by John Hamburg. Screenplay by John Hamburg and Larry Levin. Story by Larry Levin. Produced by Donald DeLine, John Hamburg. Executive producers Bill Johnson, Andrew Haas. Executive producers Ivan Reitman, Tom Pollock, Jeffrey Clifford. Co-producer Anders Bard. Director of photography Lawrence Scher. Production designer Andrew Laws. Edited by William Carr. Costume designer Lisa Evans. Music by Theodore Shapiro. A DeLine Pictures Bernard Gale Productions Montecito Pictures Company production. Casting by Alison Jones. Paul Rudd, Jason Segel. I love you, man. Peter and Sydney play bass and lead guitar on stage in a marquee backed by a band. The guests flood onto the floor and dance, pumping their fists and rocking out. Mel sits in a chair, smiling and nodding along. Peter sits between Zoe and Sydney at a table.
I'm really sorry about that dumb toast I gave. It was out of line. I got really nervous to meet you. I don't know what happened to me. I'm sorry.
Sydney, it's fine. Thank you. That's very sweet of you. For the record, I like giving blowjobs.
That's good to hear. You know, I was just looking out for my buddy.
I hear ya.
I had to make sure that he's getting blowies on a regular basis.
Yeah, I'm not really comfortable with this conversation.
Honey.
But we're all friends now.
I see friends do this.
No, they don't.
Haley dances by Lonnie.
Wait a minute, player!
Wow, you have a nice thingy boy.
Oh, thanks.
Are you the band?
Oh, not yet.
Haley.
Lonnie.
Hi.
Hi.
She throws her arms around him and they snog.
Oh, woo! That's awesome!
Sydney breaks into a guitar solo.
Get my wife out of here.
The bridesmaids push Zoe onto the stage. Peter's mum and dad hug. Barry and Denise eat cake.
You've never called me an asshole?
No, I've said you act like an asshole.
Oh, so you get away with it because
that's your behavior.
Right.
I'm not saying you're an asshole.
Oh my God.
Shit. What, do I have a fucking sign on me?
No, it's not my fault.
How is it not your fault?
Because I'm pregnant.
Barry beams.
I love you so much. I love you so much.
You still mad?
Try to make it a boy.
As everyone cheers, Doug moves to kiss Robbie, who holds his hand up. Peter's dad applauds.
Thank you. I just like to make a quick toast.
No!
Cast in order of appearance. Peter Klavan, Paul Rudd, Zoe Rice, Rashida Jones, Haley, Sarah Burns, Haley's date, Greg Levine, Denise, Jamie Presley. Barry, John Favreau, Joyce Klavan, Jane Curtin, Oswald Klavan, J.K. Simmons, Robbie Klavan, Andy Samberg, Leanne, Davis Dunn Receptionist, Jean Villapique, Tevin Downey, Rob Hubel. Female co-workers, Kim Whitley, Colleen Crabtree, Caroline Farrow, Fencers, Gil, Mather Zickel, Eugene, Aziz Ansari, Larry, Nick Kroll. Zoe's friends, Liz Kakowski, Kulap Vilaysack, Catherine Reitman, Carla Gallo, Vicky Davis. Alan, Josh Cook, Barry's buddies, Jay Chandrasekhar, Seth Morris, James Engel, Jerry Miner. Lonnie, Joe Truglio, Doug, Thomas Lennon, Mel Steen, Murray Gershens, Jar Waitress, Kerry Safran, Open House Couple, Greg Tukulescu, Rene Darmiento. Sydney Fife, Jason Segel. Anwar Sadat, himself, Venice Boardwalk jogger, Ian Roberts, Venice Boardwalk bodybuilder, Robert Cicciarillo, Sydney's buddies, Ethan Smith, Nelson Franklin. Mr. Chu, Ping Wu, woman leaving Sydney's house, Jill Bartlett, impatient golfer, Matt Walsh, Rush, Geddy Lee, Alex Lifeson, Neil Peart. Saks Fifth Avenue saleswoman, Raquel Bell, Lou Ferrigno, himself. Woman jogger yelling at Sydney, Melissa Roch. Wedding photographer, David Wayne. Justice of the Peace, Larry Wilmore. Hank Mardukas, Dennis J. Anderson. Wedding band, Craig Wedren, Damien Kulash, Tim Nordwind, Dan Konopka, Andy Ross. DW Studios LLC is the author and creator of this motion picture for purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto, and for purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. American Humane monitored the animal action. No animals were harmed. The characters and events depicted in this photoplay are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Paramount, a Viacom company.